Good evening. This is How Much Is the Doggy? And this is a podcast reply to the ongoing thread, My Rights versus Your Rights. So, it's been a while since I've contributed, and a lot of good points have been brought up in the interim. But what I want to talk to you about tonight is a little bit of a news story that's been doing the rounds in Japan. It's about rights. It's basically about the rights of us, the minority, the small foreign population in Japan. And it came from a comment made by the former trade minister for Japan, Takeo Hiranuma-san, who he's basically the leader of a group that opposes revising the Imperial Succession Law. And this is the law that doesn't allow females to ascend to the throne. And the reason this debate has come about is basically there haven't been any males born to the Japanese royal family for, I think it's 40 years at this stage. And they're thinking about the future and they're realizing that, they have no one past the next generation of sons to ascend to the throne. Well, that's not what I want to talk about because I really couldn't care less about royalty and the rights of royalty. I mean, they get enough off people for doing very little. What I want to talk about is a comment he made, this guy, Takeo Hiranuma, and it basically comes down to him saying that if the daughter of the next son in succession to the throne, when she grows up, and say for instance, I'll give you the quote. It says, her name's Aiko. If Aiko becomes the reigning empress and gets involved with a blue-eyed foreigner while studying abroad and marries him, their child may become emperor. We should never let that happen. Let that sink in for a minute. A modern country. Imagine the politicians of your country making a statement like that. But of course, they can get away with it in Japan. And where are my rights in that situation? Do I have the right to be annoyed? I'd like to say I am, but it really is par for the course for Japan. Such a xenophobic country. But I really don't care at the end of the day about royalty. But it's just this notion where, if you didn't fall off the tree in Japan, you're not 100% Japanese, and it's the hypocrisy in that the current royal family, in fact, have Korean blood ties as well. And they're not really, there's nobody in Japan can truly say they're 100% Japanese. I mean, obviously they came from China and Korea originally and settled Japan, but you gotta think about how silly a notion that is and where does it come from? But anyway, we're talking about rights, your rights versus my rights. And in this situation, we have, my rights as a minority, saying that basically, I can never become emperor. Well, I'm out of the running anyway, in a couple of months' time, so there's no worries there. So moving on, that was one comment I wanted to make. The next comment I want to make was, I was recently watching, or rather reading, a report on the BBC World website. And it was very relevant to this discussion, and it was basically they got together, people of all ages, into a room, sat them down, and were talking about respect. And for instance, older people were saying, "Oh, the youngsters today don't respect us, and they gave us such hassle and such trouble." And the kids were there, and they were saying, "Oh, old people don't listen to us and they have no respect for us." So both sides are saying there's no respect going there. And it's a sort of discussion I've seen. many, many times. I can remember reading articles like this when I was younger myself, and it's the same old story over and over again. But what bothered me then, and what bothered me now, and I didn't actually figure it out until a few days afterwards, about what was missing from the picture of this particular group discussion. And I'll tell you what it was. They had teenagers, they had college, university students, they had retirees, but they didn't have any parents. And I think a lot of the problems with young people today is the fault of their parents. I know the way I turned out and the respect I have for my elders and for authority in general comes from my parents. And when I was younger, I thought they were very, very strict and I thought they were bullies and mean. But I look at how I turned out and I said, yeah, it was instilled into me a certain amount of respect. And I knew what my rights were. I knew how far I could push it. And the youth of today now, it was a different story because I remember Relentless talking about his about some young little twerp coming up and telling her off for smoking, and you wouldn't do that in my day. You wouldn't do it in a lot of people's day, but yet it's quite acceptable to do these days. And the question I want to ask is, in all of this, where are the parents? So that's basically my ramble. Trying to keep this discussion going. It's going well. And I look forward to some more input later on. So for now, good night.